Today, as we know, we all will witness a momentous occasion in the life of young Morgan as he chooses to be baptized. But before we delve into this joyous event, let us turn our attention to another pivotal moment in biblical history, the story of King Solomon's choice. In 1 Kings 3, we find Solomon at a crossroads. He had just ascended to the throne of Israel, following in the footsteps of his father, David. The weight of responsibility must have been overwhelming for this young king. It was at a crucial moment that God appeared to Solomon in a dream, offering him anything he desired. Imagine for a moment, if God approached you with the same offer, whatever you ask, I'll give it to you. Just tell me, what would you choose? Wes, what would you choose? Or wow. All right. So Hee-jung, what do you like? Don't say better husband. The husband listening now. Okay. Inika, what would you like?
Peace
in the world. Yay! Yeah. There is an enemy of calling there, sitting on there. Or a camel. So what would you like? Bingo winning or... All right, I think we all have something we desired, right? Someone say wealth. Someone may say long life. Someone may say more on other things. The possibilities are endless. Solomon's response is both humbling and inspiring. He acknowledges his inexperience and asks for wisdom, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. The choice pleased God very, and he granted Solomon not only wisdom but also riches and honor beyond measure. Solomon's decision teaches us a valuable lesson about prioritize. When faced with life-altering choices, we must seek God's guidance and prioritize what we can do to serve and love the people and God. This brings us to Morgan and his decision to be baptized today. Like Solomon, Morgan stands at a crucial moment in his life. He had chosen to publicly declare his faith and commitment to Christ through baptism. This choice, much like Solomon's, will undoubtedly shape the course of his life. Baptism is not a mere ritual. It is a profound spiritual experience. It symbolizes throwing away to our old selves and resurrection to new life in Christ. As Morgan is baptized with the waters, he leaves behind his past and emerges anew filled with the Holy Spirit. We feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in His baptism displaced today. We believe that as Morgan makes this choice, the Spirit will work in his life in ways we cannot even imagine. Just as God blessed Solomon's wise choice with additional gifts, we trust that Morgan's decision will open doors to many blessings and growth. To Morgan, I say this: your choice today is commendable. Like Solomon, you have prioritized your relationship with God above all else. This decision will be a cornerstone in your spiritual journey, guiding you through life's challenges and victories. We all face important decisions in our lives, right? Whether it's choosing a career, a life partner, or how to spend our time and resources, may we always seek God's wisdom first. As we witness Morgan's baptism, let us reflect on our own spiritual journey. Have you, like Solomon, made choices that prioritize our relationship with God? Are we seeking His wisdom in our daily lives? May Morgan's baptism inspire us all to recommit ourselves to Christ, to seek His wisdom, and to allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us. For in doing so, we open ourselves to a life filled with purpose, joy, and the immeasurable blessings of God. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of free will and the ability to choose. As Morgan has decided to follow you through baptism, guide us all in our daily decisions. Grant us Solomon's wisdom to seek your will first. May our choices reflect your love and draw us closer to you. Strengthen our faith as we navigate life's crossroads. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.